Oh, snaps.
The world is finally waking up to the crap that's baked into and sprayed on kibble dog food. No longer can commercial pet food manufacturers fool us with pretty pictures and false promises. This is the raw dog food truth. The view and opinions expressed on this podcast are not intended to replace medical advice. Before starting any raw diet, do research, ask lots of questions, and consult your vet.
Well, hello, raw feeders. I am Dee Dee Mercer-Moffitt, the CEO of a raw dog food and company where your pet's health is our business and where friends don't let friends feed kibble. All right. So today we're going to do a quick podcast on what to do if you've taken your dog in and they've gotten a vaccine and you're starting to see some issues. Okay. So I got this message this morning. And this was from one of our customers. And they were saying that they had just taken their dog in to get a vaccine. And they noticed that the dog was lethargic and was not eating. So what tips did I have for them? And so I thought it would be a great thing to share those tips with you. All right. Because many people are going in, you're doing your annuals. If you see these types of issues going on where your dog's not eating, they're not playing, they look lethargic, then we need to do something to help support that. Now, the question is, have we done damage? I don't know. But the other thing is, you know, when you really look at what the health professionals say, they say, at least on the holistic side, let me preface it that way. Don't wait until your dog is showing symptoms, because vaccines can show symptoms for years. All right. So I would suggest that you do this protocol, what I'm going to call as a detox protocol, whether you've just had a round of vaccines or you are planning on getting a round of vaccines. Okay. So if you're wondering what kind of damage can be done, and we've covered this many times, but it's not just the skin swelling up right after you get a vaccine. Okay. It can be something that happens slowly over weeks or months because of the toxic ingredients that are in those shots that accumulate in the body. And what we see from this accumulation are inflammatory conditions, allergies, immune disorders, cancer, skin disease, itching, all types of things, right? If you can, and you're doing your core vaccine like rabies, parvo, distemper, research is showing that that typically protects your dog for 7 years and many believe for life. So if you can, begin to titer and stop putting the toxins in the body. However, if your dog has ever had a vaccine, I do think that this detox protocol is important because, you know, all of these different things that are in these shots exaggerate the immune response, right? And they only exaggerate the immune response because of chemicals that are in those shots. It's called adjuvants, and it forces the immune system to overreact to this little tiny amount of virus that they have in the vaccine. So it's all that other junk that is causing the problems. All right. So like aluminum. All right. Aluminum is a common adjuvant in there. It exaggerates the immune response. And the problem with aluminum is it targets the brain and the endocrine hormonal system. Okay, so it can cause brain and nervous system degeneration. It can cause cancers, seizures, behavior issues. No small thing, right? That's aluminum. What about thermosol? Well, thermosol, it's a mercury-based additive. It's used as a preservative. In 1982, actually, the FDA proposed a ban on over-the-counter products containing thermosol. In 1991, they considered banning it from animal vaccines, but many of those still have it in it. Also, animal proteins. This is another thing that causes issues. The manufacturers grow these vaccines on chicken embryos and cow fetuses. All right, so that animal tissue gets ground up with the virus and injected into your dog. And foreign animal proteins aren't supposed to enter the bloodstream directly. Okay, it sets up the immune system on high alert so it can destroy the foreign invaders. But if the foreign invader looks like the body's own cells, then the immune system can start attacking the body's own cells. That is what's called autoimmunity. All right. Cancer, hypothyroidism, allergies, IBD, Addison disease, diabetes, immune-mediated arthritis, to name a few. All right. So any of these impure or unclean toxins can create disease in your dogs. This is why it is vitally important for you to detox your dog. So what are some of the ways you can detox your dogs? Well, we have a great product that is called anti-vaccinosis. Right now on my site, it is still called anti-vaccinosis. However, Adored Beast has changed the name to Rebalancer, but it's called anti-vaccinosis, all right? It's going to help remove those toxins. I would do that protocol. I would also do the liver detox, okay? Both of those by Adored Beast. And then I would give your dog the Protect, okay? That's the four-leaf rubber product that I have on my site. It's called Protect. It's a soil-based probiotic. Okay, and it has things in it like chlorella, bentonite clay, humid and fulvic acids, and those also help remove the toxins from your dog after vaccination. When you use these, I mean, they're homeopathic and they're whole foods, okay? So they are not pharmaceuticals that are going to cause issues. Follow the instructions. They're great on giving you great, easy instructions to follow. But what we're trying to do is clear out some of the effects that these shots are causing. Don't wait until your dog is showing issues. I wouldn't wait. If you've had any kind of adjuvants from a vaccine put in your dog, and you have, if you've had a vaccine, then you need to clear it out. Help clear it out. Don't let these things accumulate so that you see issues down the road. You can see them immediately, but we see a major accumulation process. All right. Again, anti-vaccinosis in the supplement section, liver detox in the supplement section, Protect in the supplement section. It's in the blue jar. Remember, if you order $99 worth of supplements, you're going to get free shipping. So take a look at that when you are ordering these products. We hope that the dogs that are suffering issues can get back on the road to health and longevity. Remember, the best way to do that is to keep their body clean. Feed them a species appropriate diet. No processed foods. No processed treats. All right. Keep as many of the pharmaceuticals out of the body as possible in order to promote health. Give us a call if you have any issues. Send us an email to info@rawdogfoodandco.com. You have access through our Learning Center to work with Neely Piazza, who is a top pet nutritionist, who is very keen and very well-read and knows a lot of these symptoms that get misdiagnosed or the traditional way is not acknowledged that it could be damaging to a pet's health. So, you know, Rita Hogan, Neely Piazza, Dr. Judy Jasek, when you're out there, try to find a holistic vet, guys. Somebody that feeds raw. That's going to be a tough one. A lot of vets aren't able to even talk about raw because they're in a corporate environment. And those corporate environments will not let them do what they know to be right. All right. So remember that. But you can find them. And if you continue to ask, maybe at some point, one of those vets will do like what Dr. Judy Jasek has done and break away, go out on their own. And then we have more pets that are able to do more holistic things. All right, get over to the Raw Dog Food & Co. shop, get your liver detox, your Protect, and your anti-vaccinosis. Because here at rawdogfoodandco.com, your pet's health is our business, and friends, don't let friends feed kibble. I'll see you tomorrow, everybody. Bye-bye.
Oh, snap.
Find out how you can start your dog on the road to health and longevity. Go to rawdogfoodandcompany.com, where friends don't let friends feed kibble, and where your pet's health is our business.
Just snap.